with your hourly sports update on KDWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. As we head into this week, the shock still hasn't worn off in Prescott, as athletic director and assistant principal Matt Smith will be moving on to a new post within the River Falls School District next year. But as many fans were asking throughout the week, and many Cardinal fans had their questions answered by Coach Smith in his own words this past Saturday at the Prescott Coaches Show. And here in our sports updates, Coach Smith first tells fans why this is the time.
Yeah, I know, just a thing that with a young family, you know, just an opportunity to maybe be home a little bit more and to be a little bit more involved with the different activities that the kids are getting involved in. Our oldest Maya now is in fourth grade and getting more opportunities to do different things, and so to be able to, you know, kind of help, whether it's coach or just be there in the stands or just be a supportive parent. You know, I found myself with my schedule, whether it's events, meetings, or different happenings, just not being home a whole lot, I guess you could say, or be able to be with Megan and the kids. And so, you know, something I kind of, you know, juggled around in my head. You know, I love this position. I love the community of Prescott and everything about it. And so that the tough part is stepping away from this. Something I've always worked to get here in this position and always wanted to be in, and obviously a rewarding spot. Tough to leave, though, definitely, that's for sure. And, you know, kind of right now I'm at a spot that it's different. It's unique that to have this feeling of leaving, but it'll be a good thing for me and my family. That's kind of why we're looking at it and why we're doing it. And I also think for Prescott in general, I think to, you know, get someone in here, they're going to split up the position, so it'll be a dean of students, and then they'll have a separate AD. So they'll be able to focus on some different things there and come in with some fresh perspectives and some new ideas, which is always healthy, and it's a great place to be. So that'll be a fun endeavor there for everyone, and, you know, some opportunities will present themselves with that new blood, I guess you could say, in the chair here. But, yeah, River Falls High School, a phenomenal community, obviously. Went to college there. The high school is tremendous. Principal Kit Ludke up there is a great guy, and the staff that I've met with, just an outstanding group of people. So while I'm sad to be leaving here at Prescott, I'm excited about the opportunity at River Falls. I see a lot of similarities in terms of just the culture with just great people, tremendous leadership. You know, what Josh Figge does here in Prescott is unbelievable. Rick Spacuzza, all the administration here at Prescott. I see a lot of similarities at River Falls. And so while it's tough to leave here, I'm just excited about the opportunity up there. I'll be back in the classroom a little bit, so that'll give me a chance to kind of make some relationships and get back in that capacity, and then helping coordinate a brand new virtual school that they're putting together there. So we're going to kind of put together the job description and have an opportunity to kind of see that new program taking off and have some impact in that regard. And then I don't know about coaching or whatnot or being involved in that aspect. We'll kind of see and cross that bridge as we go, but I know the coaching aspect is definitely something that I miss, you know, in the different seasons and whatnot, and being able to connect with kids and be on a staff, and that camaraderie and collaboration might be cool to get involved with again. So bittersweet is definitely one way. I know it's a cliche to explain it, but Prescott's in a great place. I cherish my memories here. We're going to keep living in Prescott. We're going to keep our kids going to school here, Megan working at the school. You know, it'll always be home, and I can definitely see myself in the future, you know, ending up back here. It has a special place in my heart. But I'm excited right now to go up and be a Wildcat at River Falls, and looking forward to that opportunity.
Coach Smith has so many fantastic athletic memories, especially from being a coach at Prescott High School.
In terms of coaching, it's the tough losses. You know, those are the ones that, you know, eat at me once in a while. I've moved on, obviously. But, you know, every time you lose a game, it's because of poor coaching, and I've lost my fair share. But in terms of, you know, wins, I guess, that stick out, you know, there's always big playoff wins, you know, with coaching softball, obviously, to go to state or to clinch a conference title. Those are fun. You know, football, any of the playoff wins, especially being on Saturday afternoons in the fall there, you know, that was a lot of fun, definitely. You know, coaching basketball, I go back to clinching the regional title there, and then the sectional win over that undefeated Colfax team. We were down 20 in the first half. Those all jump out at me when I think about that. But, you know, the one big memory would just be the support and the relationships that were created. A lot of good people made these programs phenomenal. You know, the funny thing is in a couple weeks here, I'm dedicating, you know, at Big Spry Memorial Field is at the Jackie Riley Softball Complex. And, you know, you look at someone like Jackie Riley and all she meant to, you know, youth activities here in Prescott and for the softball program. You know, it's coming kind of full circle. And, you know, to watch, you know, her grandkids now playing and stuff, it's stuff like that that's really cool. And, you know, I'm thrilled to be in an opportunity that I could be involved with all that over the years. And, you know, like you said, kind of growing up through it, it's weird, you know, graduating here in 1998 and then came back and, you know, first 2 years of college I officiated over here and then started coaching in 2000. And every year since then, it's been coaching or been, you know, teaching or in the capacity that, you know, I've been in the last 4 years in administration. So it's definitely going to be different. That's for sure. I told Megan, my wife, the other night, it's weird that it'll be 18 years that first Friday night that I'm not at a football game at Laney. It's been 18 years that I've missed one there at Laney Field. So that's different. That's for sure. But just a lot of great people, you know. So looking back at the memories, it's all the people that whether I've coached with or coached against, it's the players mostly top and, you know, foremost, that the relationships that you've created with them, and hopefully they have some memories that they've taken that wasn't just about the wins and the losses that us old coaches think about, but the memories that they had, the friendships that they created with their teammates, and, you know, hopefully they grew as people, and now, you know, some of them, you know, parents and whatnot, and hopefully they're installing those values that we always tried to install in them into their own kids, and that's what makes it special to be able to have those relationships. But it's been a blast. You know, Prescott's a tremendous community, and their support, and they're in good hands right now.
There was also so many great moments as an athletic director that Coach Smith will never forget. Almost too many to list in a sports update.
Without a doubt, there's a ton of great memories also. Having the pleasure of being the AD here, of things that jump out at me. And there's been a ton of team successes, you know, in the 4 years that I've been here. You look at boys basketball winning the gold ball, the Petey Brooks shot, and all the guys contributing there. You know, Coach Johnson and staff do such a great job. I think last year one that sticks out is the sectional game against Central at Somerset there, the first night kind of with the pandemic that we can only have the 88 fans, and just kind of how surreal that was. I think that team would have won in the sectional finals and gone back to state and done some damage too. So those, you know, boys basketball, those stick out. You look at Coach Radloff, Coach Murphy, and girls basketball, the conference championships, the regional championships, those were great to be a part of and see that, and he's so proud and so happy of them. You know, you look at the girls dance and continuously going down to state in lacrosse, seeing that, and then obviously you look at, you know, girls golf with Coach Soleil, Coach Ryder, Coach Wagner, and the silver ball and then the gold ball, and just all the work that those girls put into the program. A lot of just fun stuff. I remember our relay team in 2019 running, we were watching in the Commons area, and just a great race. Them and Bloomer neck and neck down at the state finals, and they ended up on the podium there. There's too many to name, but just the memories, you know, that the kids and the coaching staff and the community is just, you know, a great part of that. The welcome home for the boys basketball, I'll never forget. Just a lot of things across the board that just been fun. You know, down at Fire Hall Field, all the fans down there for the games on a gorgeous afternoon in that atmosphere.
Stay tuned for more with Coach Smith. This has been your hourly Tri-County Sports Update on KDWA Radio, AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. You can always find your sports when you want them at KDWA.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.